Many Oklahoma schools are already back in session this month, and several will continue to have class 4 days a week. Last school year, nearly one-fifth of Oklahoma public school districts were on a four-day school week. KGOU's Mia Mamone spoke with students from one of those districts to get their perspective on how the shortened weekly schedule affects their education.
Oklahoma teachers took to the state capitol earlier this year to demand better pay and more funding for public education. Similar protests in West Virginia and Arizona also thrust teacher salaries and school funding into the spotlight. But how do high school students feel about the issues that directly affect them?
Mainly, I have to be out of my house when I study.
Danica Thompson settles into a couch at Gray Owl Coffee in Norman, where patrons tap away on laptops or read books, surrounded by the smell of freshly brewed coffee and pastries. Thompson is an incoming senior at Noble High School. She spends a lot of time here during the school year doing homework, free of the distractions of home.
Too many little people coming to me, oh, can you help me make lunch? Can you help me study?
When Thompson was a sophomore, Noble, as well as other Oklahoma school districts, implemented a four-day school week. It was a way for cash-strapped districts to save money during a time of lower state appropriations.
You know, then I thought it was really great. Hey, we get an extra day off of school. I didn't really understand why it was happening.
Thompson isn't concerned about the effect shorter weeks will have on her. She considers herself a motivated student, and she uses her Fridays to do homework. But the four-day week makes her worry about her younger brother, who will be a freshman this year.
You know, because you don't get Fridays off in the adult world. It could go one of two ways. You know, it could really just help him rest up and be ready for that, or it could, you know, just he could just sweep off his feet when he gets there and just fall flat on his butt.
I meet Brody Smith in the Noble High School Student Council workroom. He's here this summer to work on signs for freshman orientation. Smith is an incoming junior at Noble, and education is important to his family. His dad is Noble's assistant superintendent, and his mom used to work as a school speech pathologist. Overall, he likes the four-day weeks. They give him time to work on extracurriculars, like student council.
You know, I don't really get a free day off, you know. It's more of a day to work on other things besides school.
Even though other nearby districts offer more classes and resources, Smith says he would never leave Noble. He has a close connection with his teachers. He says that's harder to get at a bigger district.
Those teachers, they're doing their best, and so I have to do my best so we can accomplish what we can in the short time that we have.
But other students are concerned about their futures. At another coffee shop, incoming senior Jake Ross says he wants to go to the University of California at Berkeley to study engineering. He worries his classes aren't rigorous enough, and he fears he'll have to adapt to drastically different academic conditions once he gets to college.
I just feel like Noble hasn't really prepared me for that at all.
Ross wishes Noble would go back to five-day weeks. He wants more time to focus on his studies and be challenged by schoolwork. Still, he tries to avoid comparing himself to others as he starts the college admissions process.
In my applications, I can try to point out that I took as many as options as I could, how many was offered to me, and did well with my given options, and try to just not focus on what other people have had access to.
And that's a good strategy. The University of Texas at Austin is Ross's second choice. UT Austin spokesperson Joey Williams says his university is sympathetic to the different circumstances of applicants. Admissions officials want to see that students took the most rigorous courses available to them.
So we absolutely care about, the broad background of where students are coming from, adversity that they've faced, etc.
Sipping her usual vanilla latte in Gray Owl, Danica Thompson says adults don't take student opinion into consideration as much as they should when they make education decisions.
You know, a lot of times we get discredited because we're young, and this entire thing is about us, really.
And in spite of the disadvantages, Thompson wouldn't want Noble to go back to a five-day week. She doesn't want to change her work and study schedules, and says most students feel the same way. For KGOU, I'm Mia Mamone.